All right, it's Liam. I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
And welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. As I'm recording this, it is April the 1st, 2023. And if you've seen on my Twitter, or Instagram, or YouTube, or the Oasis Podcast channel, you will see that my last episode was a joke. It was an April Fool's gag. Liam Gallagher singing Don't Look Back in Anger in 1995. It wasn't genuine. It was an April Fool's gag. If you fell for it, I'm really happy for you, actually, because if you believed that we actually had a proper version of Liam singing Don't Look Back in Anger, then at least you got to live in a world where that was true for a while. So don't be upset you were tricked. Be happy that you got to live in that better world, at least for a few hours. But yeah, I thought I'd just jump on here just to give you a bit of background about this. So, it was actually a guy called Adam Carnell. I put a little post out the other day saying I'm thinking about doing some sort of April Fool's gag this year. In previous years, I've sort of said, you know, oh, I'm now going to be the Blur podcast, or I'm now going to be the Robbie Williams podcast or whatever. And that was about it. Whereas I thought, well, let's try and do something a bit different, see what people think. Adam Carnell came back to me with like a ChatGPT suggestion, which was ironic, saying, why don't you say that there's some unreleased Oasis song? And I thought, that's a great idea. So I had a chat with Joel, who you know from the podcast, and who was in my band, who's a brilliant songwriter. And I said, why don't we do an Oasis song? Why don't we write a song? Or why don't you write a song, Joel? And we could call it Slow or The Red, White and the Blue, which are probably the most sort of famous, unheard Oasis tracks at this point. And we could then, upload that and sort of say it was an Oasis song, but then actually it was us. We were quite short on time to get all that done within a couple of days. And then actually Joel did come up with a song. It was really good. And I thought, you know what, that's too good to sort of put out as like an Oasis parody joke. Let's actually, you know, if we're going to do that, we'll do it properly. So watch this space. That may well be coming soon. In the meantime, because I was sort of searching, one of the things I thought was, well, if we could record it, but then somehow alter the voice, you know, to make it sound like Liam or Noel, because that's the one thing that would kind of give it away would be, obviously, I can do a bit of a Liam impression, but, you know, it's a caricature. It's not a proper Liam singing voice, but I thought, I know there's these AI models out there where you can actually make it sound like the real person. I've seen videos of like American presidents arguing over like best Black Sabbath albums or whatever. It's all very, very entertaining, but also quite scary. So I had a quick look around and I spotted, and I think this has been relatively recently, someone had uploaded this video, Liam Gallagher singing Don't Look Back in Anger. And I think what basically happens, there's websites out there that they just feed in all this information. I think they get as many a cappella versions of Liam singing as they can, feed it all in, and then tell it to reinterpret something else, but with that AI voice. And it did it. And I thought the version, I mean, it wasn't 100% there. That's why I kind of said in my video, you know, I think there's something sounds a little bit off. Because it's not perfect, but it's bloody good. You know, it's really impressive. And there's just little things you can tell in certain words where that they probably had some like really good Liam sort of stuff to go with. Like when he sings Fade Away, you think, oh, okay, he's probably got him saying away on things before. So that's why that sounds really good. Slip inside behind your pure mind. Don't you know you might find a better place to play? You said that you'll never be
songs that you've seen, the song will fade away.
So yeah, I thought it was excellent. But then, I thought, well, that's what I'll do. So I sort of uploaded that. I put my little sort of recording together with a straight face, making it sound as if it was real. I then went off and I popped it over to a couple of pals and on the Discord and things, so they could have a listen to it, let me know what they thought. In the meantime, another channel has popped up. This channel is called JekSpec, and they've been pinging out loads of these. And then literally yesterday, just as I'm about to sort of get this ready to post, then it pops up, Maxi Gonzalez has done a version of Talk Tonight. Now, if you don't know Maxi Gonzalez, he's absolutely brilliant. He's in Argentina, and he's a genius. He does loads of like Oasis remixes. He adds his own instruments onto them, and they just sound fantastic. So he'll take, you know, a piano mix of something, or he'll take the guitars from a live version of something and put it onto a different vocal. He does incredible work. And now he is in touch, I think, with this JekSpec guy who appears to be the computer dude in the background who's able to actually really work and tweak these Oasis AI vocals. And so I thought I'd just run through a few of these. So here's a couple that JekSpec has put together. So this one is Liam doing Half the World Away. So give it a listen.
I would like to leave this city, this old town don't smell too pretty, and I can feel the morning signs running around my mind. And when I leave this island, put myself into a soul asylum, 'cause I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. Here I go, I'm still scratching around in the same old home. While it feels young, but my mind is very old.
So yeah, absolutely fantastic. I think you can tell it needs a bit of work. And maybe this style of song, whether it's sort of a little bit trickier to make it sound exactly like Liam, but absolutely fantastic. And then, as I said, JekSpec also did this one of Liam doing Talk Tonight.
Sitting on my own, chewing on a bone, a thousand million miles from home, and something get me somewhere right between.
Straight kind of acoustic, you know, version from the B-side. But then what Maxi's done, gone away and done, is brought some of the electric version of Talk Tonight and pulled in Liam's vocal. So this, I just think this is phenomenal. This is absolutely brilliant. If I'd known about this before I'd already recorded my Don't Look Back in Anger, I actually might have asked Maxi to put this one out, because, you know, the level of production on it is absolutely fantastic. Obviously, this type of AI is just like a deep fake, but for voices. You know, you've got deep fake technology where, you know, you just feed enough data in and they can kind of match the, you know, the voice. Or like in the, you know, in bloody films and stuff, you can make people's faces and bodies. But yeah, in this instance, it's just matching the voice. However, you know, with AI, one of the really interesting things is, you know, I've started to use ChatGPT for things, just sort of messing around with it, really. But I did even like, you know, I've got, you know, I next step on the channel is going to be an interview with Adam Nutter from The Music. I just thought, well, let's see what they say. So I just popped it into ChatGPT, what would be some good questions for Adam Nutter? And it pings up some stuff. I mean, it wasn't brilliant, to be honest. I sort of ended up, well, Adam didn't really, I didn't need many questions because Adam was such a brilliant talker. But you know what I mean? It's just such a fantastic resource. It's going to completely change the world, I think. But anyway, so that's that style. The other style is this one where these AI programs can actually take music put together by a band and then generate new tracks or new sounds based on that music. And this is amazing. So this has been posted to a YouTube channel called Beetobot, or Beetobot, I suppose. It's like Beethoven, Beethobot. It's Oasis, but an AI wrote it. And yeah, this is just crazy stuff. So very bizarre. But yeah, you can just hear this is Oasis, but it's not. These are new sort of sounds and songs, but very, very strange. So anyway, here we go. Check this out. Okay, here's another one. This is by a channel called Broccoloo. And this is like a jukebox community. The AI is called Jukebox, I believe. And so they've got like 9 minutes here of just different Oasis samples, and they just sound very weird. Anyway, I'm going to link all these videos below, but yeah, let's give a listen to this. There we go. This is this weird and crazy and scary world of AI. I hope you guys weren't too pissed off with my sort of April Fools this morning. But yeah, what a crazy kind of what a crazy time to be alive with this stuff happening. And it's ironic actually that I put out a, you know, a fake unreleased Oasis track on the day when on the day after I'd sat in Rockfield Studios with the Oasis Collectors Group and listened to three actual unreleased Oasis tracks, acoustic tracks that Noel Gallagher had recorded and ended up on a DAT tape that came into the possession of Kyle from the Oasis Collectors Group. They were absolutely brilliant, but I'll be talking about those a little bit more on the next episode when we talk about Rockfield. So anyway, thank you for listening. I said apologies again if I annoyed you with the April Fool's joke, but come on, it's just a joke, and I jumped in and kind of did this as well. So anyway, there we go. We'll be back in touch very shortly, both with the follow-up from the Rockfield event and the recording I did there, and also with Adam Nutter from The Music. So yeah, until next time, stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.